London in the afternoon. News Talk 1290 with Al Coombs.
Welcome to London in the afternoon. His name's Tim Daniel. My name is Al Coombs. Mike Stubbs back next week, so we've got another week of me. Sorry about that. It's okay. It'll go by quick. Don't worry about it. First and foremost, it is a huge story, an enormous story. One of Kathleen Wynne's former advisors facing charges for child pornography. And I'm not trying to make light at all of the charges. I'm not trying to do that. But I do want to, I am curious, with a by-election happening in London West, I'm curious if this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. If this is where everybody turns and says, I'm no longer willing to look at the big three. Well, joining us now is the leader of the Ontario Freedom Party, Paul McKeever. Mr. McKeever, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
When you get news like this...
Well, it's not the kind of thing I like to get excited about. It's kind of a sad day for Ontario to learn that its one-time top bureaucrat is now being charged with child pornography and child luring. I find it particularly troublesome because, I mean, this fellow was the person who would have worked with the then education minister, Kathleen Wynne, who's now the premier. From about 2006 to 2009, they would have been hand in glove on this. I can't believe she wouldn't have known more about this fellow. I think there's a real lacking in the screening of Liberal appointees and the people who are working in our government. I'm really concerned today.
Well, we will make sure that we're not implementing Kathleen Wynne in any of this. That's completely unfair in implementing that she would know anything about the personal life of Mr. Levin. But where I will give you kudos is pointing out that you're right. It doesn't necessarily bode well for her running in an election where people that were helping her in policy making are accused of such things. I want to bring this down to kind of, being frank, the Ontario Freedom Party isn't part of what we would refer to as the big three right now. And the big three that seem to get the most press, obviously, the Liberals, the PCs, and the NDP. Would you agree that when we start seeing just how many problems are in the Liberal government, when we start seeing how people are getting a little bit tired of the PCs' robust behavior, when we start seeing the NDP's allegiance to Labour's that some people get a little bit upset about, maybe this is going to be the election, especially in London West, that has everybody saying, who are the other guys?
Well, I'll tell you, and we're not just any other guys. In this particular case, we've got a very strong candidate, Mr. Gretzky. I mean, he came in second in the 2006 federal election, running under the Conservative banner with 21,000 votes. So he's got a track record, and we think this may be a beachhead year for Freedom Party, a year which other people out there who are looking for change can say, wait, we can actually vote for someone who can win. Well, Mr. Gretzky's a proven winner. He's got proven support in the riding. So, yeah, we're excited about that. It's unfortunate this other news happens today, but yes, we are excited about the candidacy of Mr. Gretzky in that riding.
Just talk to me about what it's like knowing that you believe, obviously entirely in all of the philosophies that you're putting forward in the Freedom Party, but knowing as well that it's not going to get the attention maybe it deserves.
Well, that's all a question of numbers, and it's a question of people. What we're experiencing here is, frankly, a lot of conservatives who know Al in the riding, who are saying, gee, I'm happy that he's running. They're excited that he's running. And they're not exactly, happy with the PCs right now. So it's an opportune time, especially for people who are, interested in fiscal responsibility, to say, well, even if I don't know Freedom Party just yet, I do know Al Gretzky. So I'm going to give him a chance. And when they realize that Al Gretzky is, the chance was well served and that the chance was well taken, I think they'll warm up to Freedom Party, and we'll be seeing some, breakthroughs in other ridings as well.
Paul McKeever, leader, of the Ontario Freedom Party. When you read headlines, and I'll read you the headline that, from the Huffington Post is the one that I have this one. Benjamin Levin arrested U of T professor and Kathleen Wynne team member facing child pornography charges. When you read that, as a politician, knowing the reputation that sometimes precedes politicians, what goes through your mind?
To tell you the truth, I didn't look at that first as a politician. I looked at that first as a parent. I look at first as a person who's, concerned with the Ministry of Education and what the heck is going on. This fellow was the top bureaucrat for the Ministry of Education from 2004 to 2009. And that was, of course, a period during which Kathleen Wynne was Minister of Education. She must be as shocked as anyone, I'm sure, but it's a terribly troubling thing. I've seen teachers, for example, across the province now tweeting all day long that they're completely horrified. But, you know, I just don't know. I think it comes down to the screening process. You know, how did this fella end up on the team, on the Liberal team? I think it's time for them to go. I think we need to give the Liberals a timeout.
When it comes to moral integrity, and this is completely unfair for me to ask you, and I recognize that, but should you ever come across this? Let's say, you know, this election, like you say, this is the next provincial election, finally is the year that we start including the Ontario Freedom Party. When you start, when it comes to moral integrity, how would you plan on addressing a situation as serious as this?
Well, of course, this is a matter that has to be left to the courts. I'm a lawyer by trade, and I understand the importance of innocent until proven guilty. Certainly, the charges are very serious, you know. But I also know that the police don't make, you know, a public arrest like this. They put out a press release. They did a search of the man's home. They said today, I wouldn't prejudge the man, but I think as a human being, and as a respecter of the human, of the legal system, I think we have to give him his due. But I'm very concerned as a parent, but also as a politician. I say, you know, again, that's where things become partisan, and we have to look at this Liberal government and say, okay, they need a timeout. This is the fellow that they brought on their team. They should have been screening him better.
And you're convinced that, especially in the London West by-election, this is going to be a message that gets through?
Well, we'll see. I know many people will be upset. I mean, keep in mind that this fellow was a professor at Oise Hall, which teaches teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a ripple effect right through the province, potentially. And the teachers are going to be very offended. They're going to be shocked. They're going to be hurt. They're going to want to have some questions answered. And I'm going to be right there with them asking those questions. And I hope that there's a bit of a shakedown. I think we need a shakedown in the legislature to give everybody a rest. I think there's been enough scandal under the Liberals right now that we can say enough's enough. And, you know, and a fresh voice is, I think, what we need. And Al Gratke provides that.
Mr. McKeever, I'm looking forward. I know that you and Al are planning, or I should call him Mr. Gretzky now, shouldn't I? He's not an Al anymore.
No, you know what? I think he'd probably say Mr. Gretzky's his dad.
Well, I know you guys are coming into the studio sometime soon. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys face to face, and I wish you the best of luck in the run up to the by-election here in London West.
Looking forward to it, Al.
Okay, Paul McKeever, leader of the Ontario Freedom Party, and I really do think that this might be the straw that broke the camel's back, whether it comes out to be true or not. And right now, everything is alleged. He is being charged with, this is an advisor to Kathleen Wynne, a former advisor, I should say, U of T professor Benjamin Levin, facing child pornography charges. And if this comes to fruition, then certainly it will make people a little bit shy of voting Liberal. But certainly just the accusation of it alone is certainly going to be making it difficult and maybe turn a lot of people away from the big three that they've traditionally voted for. Let's turn on to something a little bit lighter. Let's focus on Dan Beda. Dan Beda is an interesting cat. He is with something called ZooShare and has something in the works, literally dealing with poo from the zoo. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you doing, Al?
Not too bad. Here in London West, we've been talking an awful lot about different Ontario government energies, and now it really has gone to crap, hasn't it?
Yeah, we like to do... I got nothing, sorry.